Okay, Larry, it's time for the theme song.
Not this time, Bob.
You better get on out there.
No, really. I'm not doing the theme song.
What do you mean you're not doing the theme song?
Bob, it's time to wake up and smell the future.
Where are we?
The future.
Wow. The future sure is white.
Yep. The future's been white since the 70s.
Wow. I didn't know that. So, what about the theme song?
Bob, the future holds no theme songs.
Huh?
Theme songs are too predictable, too repeatable, too ordinary. The future is about the unpredictable, the unordinary, the unexpected.
You know why this is funny, Bob? Because it's unexpected. That's why. That's what makes this chicken head funny. You weren't expecting me to put on a chicken head, were you, Bob? Of course you weren't. If you knew I was going to put on a chicken head, it wouldn't have been funny.
Well, I don't know about
comedy
that.
Comedy is like the future itself. Unexpected. That's why, in the future...
Larry, you can take off the chicken head now.
Oh, right.
That's why, in the future, entertainment will be randomly generated.
Randomly generated?
Randomly generated. What better way to achieve the unexpected? I've seen the future, Bob, and the future is autotainment.
The future is now.
Hi, Rusty. Hi, Ventrilomatic.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Bob.
Greetings.
Hey, those are robots.
Affirmative.
Not only that, but these guys represent the hosts of the future. Unlike us, their humor can be truly randomly generated. Right, guys?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Weed eater.
Now that's funny.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's funny because it's unexpected.
Well, whatever happened to it's funny because it's true?
2 + 2 = 4 is true, but not funny. Guys?
What is the solution to the equation 2 + 2?
I don't know. What does 2 + 2 =?
Weed eater.
That's a good one.
I don't know about this. It seems like we got a pretty good thing going, and I like my job. I don't want to give it up to a couple of robots.
You can't stand in the way of progress. It's veggie versus machine, Bob, and the machine's got the upper hand.
The upper hand?
Yep. Besides, if you think kids learn a lot with us, just wait till you see all the great lessons they'll learn with autotainment. Here's how it works. Mr. Lunt?
Hi, I'm the techno-guard of the future. I've secured future employment by becoming one of them.
We'll engage the Wheel of Veggies and the Swarming Balls of Disorder. The Wheel of Veggies will choose a performer at random, and the Swarming Balls of Disorder will determine both the topic and the genre of the song. Okay, robots, techno-guard, take it away!
The future is now.
And now, coming to you live from the future, it's Larry's Wonderful World of Autotainment.
It's Larry's Wonderful World of Autotainment.
Larry, I thought you said the future didn't have theme songs.
I did, so you didn't expect it, and that makes it funny. Starring those adorably amusing artificial intelligence units, the Ventrilomatic and Rusty, with the techno guard of the future, Mr. Lunt.
Hola.
The future is gone. The future is gone.
Where does a sheep go to get its hair cut?
I don't know. Where does a sheep go to get its hair cut?
So he says, what are you talking about? That's not my dog. Please activate courteous recognition sequence 4.
The French peas!
Ah! It's happening!
With a song regarding...
nautical refuse!
Problem in the sea. There's a little hole, and it's accumulating a lot of junk.
Oh ho! There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
See, I told you.
Wahoo!
Yeah.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log, there's a log. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
But that's not all, we've only just begun.
There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump, there's a bump. There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Oh, I love this song, Jean-Claude.
Wonderfully repetitive, Philippe.
There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Oh-ho!
There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog, there's a frog. There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Oh boy, this is crazy.
It's giving nuts, no?
There's a fly on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Oh-ho!
There's a fly on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fly,
uh-huh,
there's a fly on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy. Okay, again.
Oh, here we go.
There's a wing on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea.
Oh-ho!
There's a wing on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea. There's a wing, there's a wing. There's a wing on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea.
Oh, Jean-Claude, you are looking green.
But of course.
There's a flea on the wing, on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea. There's a flea on the wing, on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea. There's a flea, there's a flea. There's a flea on the wing, on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea. There's a flea, there's a flea. There's a flea on the wing, on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea.
But you see,
thankfully, the flea is clean.
Oh, yeah.
The harmonizing peas provide a most entertaining demonstration, which serves as a reminder. How do you sink a submarine full of peas?
I don't know. How do you sink a submarine full of peas?
Your boat has not left the driveway in 15 years.
Oh, you're killing me. But seriously, folks, next up, we have a very talented performer. Please welcome... Ah, great!
Huh?
Performing a song on the topic of...
Biblical dwarves!
Here we go! Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he, really little. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. Hello! And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree, and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. Yes, I'm going to your house today.
Hey, what's with the Egyptian thing?
Here we go, one more time.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he.
Very tiny.
He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see.
There he is.
And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree,
and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down,
for I'm going to your house today.
Hey,
for I'm going to your house today.
Look at me, ooh, I just say another thing. Look at me go, look at me go.
Oh, Zacchaeus was a wee little man. What a happy little man was he. Zacchaeus saw the Lord that day, and a happy little man. As the Savior passed his way, he looked up in the tree,
and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down.
And a happy little man was he.
Yes, a happy little man was he.
You know, that Zacchaeus and I have a lot in common.
What leads to that correlation?
Well, he was a tax collector in a tree, and I've got a surge protector in my knee! Oh!
Larry, that wasn't a randomly generated joke. It made sense. Kind of corny, but it made sense. That's odd.
Fascinating. You do share similarities. Perhaps you originated from the same parts facility.
Hey, what did you say about my family?
The inferred insult was unintentional.
Oh, I'm just teasing you, big lug.
Oh. And now, a randomly placed random short film on a random topic. The irony. Please repeat courteous recognition sequence.
Archibald Asparagus!
Oh dear.
Performing a melodious interpretation of
Military Intelligence!
Major General, I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news, let's see. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
Integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific name. names of beings animalculous, and short in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
All right, now stay with me. I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations both for simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. Oh, lot of news. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. Short in matter, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
He's short in matter, vegetable, animal, and mineral. He is the very model of a modern major general.
Oh, it's splendid.
The preceding demonstration of accelerated linguistic output certainly emphasizes his perspicacity.
I'll say. Did you hear the one about the asparagus who went door-to-door looking for work?
That data is not on file.
Well, he meets this one fella who offers him $50 to paint his porch.
Such a transaction would be deemed equitable.
The asparagus comes back in an hour and says, I'm finished, but I think you should know your car is a Ferrari, not a porch.
That asparagus was clearly not as intelligent as the asparagus who performed just moments ago.
What do you mean? Of course he is! It would have taken him twice as long to paint the porch!
That would be dishonest.
What, do you call me a cheat? First you insult my family, and then you call me a cheat?
Is this another instance of your teasing?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
The intensity of your reaction is unreasonable.
Oh, so now I'm being classified as unreasonable, huh?
Larry, what's up with Rusty?
I think he might be experiencing technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties? A host can't experience technical difficulties in the middle of a show. What's he so wound up about?
I don't know. I have an idea. Maybe I can cheer him up. Wait here.
Larry, what?
Hey, you're supposed to be randomly selected.
It's an emergency.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, friends, how much I love you. You have been my sunshine today.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, friends, how much I love you. You have been my sunshine today. A little sunshine, God's love is sunshine. It makes us happy most every day. Always remember how much he loves you. Then you can give his sunshine away. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, friends, how much I love you. You have been my sunshine today.
Your expression of friendship is reciprocated. Would you like to see an aardvark singing opera?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Thank you.
sorry for getting mad at you.
Apology accepted.
You're my friend.
Confirmed.
What's he doing?
I don't know. I think I might have cheered him up too much.
Oh, this is just great.
You are making me uncomfortable.
You are my sunshine.
Incorrect. I am a random joke-generating artificial intelligence unit. Please stop hugging me.
Bob, I think Rusty might be experiencing randomly generated emotions.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I thought his humor was supposed to be randomly generated.
Well, yeah, but maybe he has a short circuit or something.
The future's not looking so hot, Larry.
Please give enthusiastic acknowledgement to...
Ah, great!
Oi, not again!
Performing a song on the topic of...
Big band? Big donkey!
All right, is everybody ready? Did I ever mention that I used to live in Buffalo? Oh, yeah, that's true. Me and my pet mule. Did I mention I had a mule? It goes something like this. I got a mule. Her name is Sal.
15 years on the Erie Canal.
She's a good old woika and a good old pal.
15 years on the Erie Canal. We've hauled some barges in our day.
Filled with lumber, coal and hay.
And every inch of the way I know. From Albany to the Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down, for it's low bridge.
Well, we're coming to a town.
You can always tell your neighbor, you can always tell your pal, if you ever navigated on the Erie Canal.
Oh yeah, it was quite a 15 years, let me tell you. We went through a lot of mule chow. We better get along on our way, old gal.
15 miles on the Erie Canal.
Cause you bet your life I'd never part with Sal.
15 miles on the Erie Canal. Get up there, mule, here comes a walk. We'll make Rome about 6 o'clock.
Oh, oh,
one more trip and back we'll go. Right back home to the Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down for its low bridge.
You see what
coming to a town.
You can always tell your neighbor, you can always tell your pal, if you ever navigated on the Erie Canal.
You can always tell your neighbor, you can always tell your pal, if you ever navigated on the Erie Canal.
Nice job, Sal. You really know how to carry a tune. Better than pulling a barge, anyway. Erie Canal! Oh, boy. Sal, you're on my foot.
Why are you crying?
I don't know. I'm just sad.
Enough. I'm putting a stop to this nonsense. All right, everyone. That's the end. I'm sorry, but this isn't gonna work. I'm calling off the future. If I'm looking at it, I don't like what I see. Randomly generated jokes? Randomly generated emotions? This is a big mess. This has to be the worst day of my show business career.
I'm sorry, Bob. I was sure this was going to be the great new way to entertain kids and teach them nice lessons.
Oh, like how to tell nonsense jokes and be emotionally unstable?
Well, no, but they did hear some pretty cool songs.
The cucumbers got a point.
Well, okay, those were some pretty cool songs, but with all that went wrong, where's the lesson?
Wait a minute. I know something we learned. Mr. Lunt, would you mind queuing up Junior?
You got it.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Ready, Mr. Lunt?
Roger.
Fire!
Ow.
In my bed I start to pray and tell God all about my day. I woke up in my little bed and put my head upon my head. I cleaned my room and cleared my dishes. Told Mom breakfast was delicious. I went to school, learned something new, and tried to follow every rule. I studied my vocabulary, had some fun with Bob and Larry. And so, it's good to know how much you love me. It's true. The Bible says you do. You really love me. Your love was with me all throughout my day. I somehow overlooked my bed. It seems my dog is underfed. Forgot to change my underclothes. Watched one too many TV shows. I had some trouble sharing toys, and during rest time made some noise. The walls are not for coloring. Sometimes I'm off key when I sing. And so it's really good to know how much you love me. It's true. Says you do. You really love me. Your love was with me all throughout my day. In my bed, so quietly, I rest.
You're right, Larry. We did learn something today. God loves us no matter what happens.
Yep. If we have a good day or a bad day. Even if our robots get all goofy. God still loves us.
Well, Larry, I think it's time to go home.
Yeah. Let's go home. Goodbye, future.
Goodbye, Bob. Goodbye, Larry.
Hey, wait for me! Can I have my old job back in the present? These robots are freaking me out.